This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Jenna Bell first developed a love for music watching Disney movies, but it was the discovery of Stevie Wonder and the Beatles that deepened her understanding of storytelling through music. She asked for her first guitar at 13, but says she didn't really see music as her calling back then. A chance encounter with famed record producer David Foster would help shape her trajectory and lead her to where she is today. Where's that? She just released her first full-length album this year called Anchors and Elephants. She performs tonight as part of the Summer Stage Music Series at the Golden Bell Campus in Durham and joins us now. Jenna Bell, welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Tell us more about going to Grammy Camp where you first encountered David Foster.
Well, it was my mom's idea, as they tend to be, but I was willing. And it was an apply-based program, and I was already into songwriting, but I didn't really think about music professionally.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Okay.
So they sent me to camp, and probably a turning point for me after having that experience with David Foster, and I was really shy, and so it opened me up to a lot of other musicians and people and just understanding of it being more of a calling for me than anything.
Well, you thought you were shy until you walked up on stage. Tell us that story.
I still was shy. I don't know what spark of whatever took over me in that moment, but he said, like, one out of the 46 of you will make it in the industry. Which one of you think it's you? And I raised my hand, and I don't, to this day, know what compelled me to raise my hand. But he said, you have 30 seconds to show me what you can do. And that
well,
was
I
it.
Tell you what, I'm going to give you more than that. I'm going to give you 3 minutes and 56 seconds
oh, amazing.
To prove that what you did, what you said at that moment, was absolutely correct.
Okay. Let's do it. This is called Chapter 3, The Hatchet. Once a grassland, now a wasteland, bearing by a jealous tide, swept away a history, a genesis of memories of you and I. Once a highway, now a dry lane, stretches beyond the breaking dawn. Traces of the pavement way like pebbles underneath the lake, and we live on in mere nursery songs. I left roses in the garden, petals on the bed for you. We've lived a belly farm, loved a mini who couldn't shield us from the arrows pointing to the truth. I left roses in the garden, petals for the funeral. I pray we'll meet again. I'd rather wait than say that this is how this tale has got to end. So farewell for now, till then. Storms, oh, patiently I still await for.
comfort in a warm embrace, but wind just blows and it's turned me cold. I left roses in the garden, petals on the bed for you. We've lived a belly full, loved a mini who couldn't shield us from the arrows pointing to the truth. I left roses in the garden, petals for the funeral. I pray we'll meet again. I'd rather wait than say that this is how this tale has got to end. So farewell for now, till then.
Chapter 3, The Hatchet, the name of that song, singer-songwriter Jenna Bell from her first full-length album, Anchors and Elephants, performing tonight as part of the Summer Stage Concert Series at the Golden Belt Campus in Durham. Lovely song.
Thank you.
And you say that you're a storyteller first. Talk about your process putting a song together.
I think words live in music prior to, you know, your discovery of what they are, and it's kind of like digging. So whatever the chord expression is, I try to reach into what's there and just kind of play around for hours until it comes together and kind of clicks.
Your stories are wonderful, and the stories that you create through your music are palpable and compelling. But in my mind, a story isn't even words, right? I mean, the story
right.
is the story, and then you have to kind of, oh, I got to convey this thing that I've just
right.
felt to you.
Yeah.
And that's quite a process. And then to find the music and the words that somehow mediated
yeah.
a story, right?
Yeah, I think part of it is being tapped in, whatever that is, which is why artists have this way of reaching into a sort of universal understanding and putting into words, even though stories aren't just words.
Yeah.
It's more of finding an expression that makes sense for you.
And then ultimately all of us, because we all enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Will you do it again? Will you play another one
yeah,
for us?
Yeah, absolutely. This is called Another Louisiana. See new vices filling up the spaces. It's the middle of the afternoon and my glass is empty, but my life is too. Cause I've called him up before and I'm crawling back from more of his poison. I drink up my whiskey, boy. Pour me another Louisiana. The clothes are sticking to my skin. I'm tasting every inch of water that I'm drenched in. I fear that I'm the only one who doesn't seem to cool down. Cause I've called him up before and I'm crawling back from more of his poison. I drink up my whiskey, boy, and pour me another Louisiana. La 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 la
my circle dancing's tired out. Now the shape that I'm in has no definition. I pity the helpless aware. I know I can't help it. I'm just too damn selfish. Because I've called him up before, and I'm crawling back for more of his poison. I drink up my whiskey, boy, and pour me another Louisiana. So one more round, Louisiana.
Jenna Bell with a song called Another Louisiana. Her latest album is Anchors and Elephants, and she's going to be performing tonight as part of the summer stage concert series at the Golden Bell campus in Durham, North Carolina. Another lovely song.
Thank you.
We talked about the fact that you didn't take music terribly seriously. You liked it early on. Your mom sends you to camp.
Yeah.
You develop a certain amount of confidence, or at least showed confidence you didn't know you had. and then at some point decide that this is it for you, right?
Yeah, I'd say even in this moment, I'm deciding that this is it for me.
However, there was somebody who was sure for a long time it shouldn't be it for you, and that would be your father.
Well, I think he was cautious about it being it for me, being in the industry himself. Yeah. I think that it's a scary thing to have your kid tell you, knowing all that you've been through, that you want to be just like them.
He was in the industry. You have some other famous industry relatives as well.
I do.
Members of Kool and the Gang.
Yeah. I grew up literally with Kool and the Gang.
You notice we did save that to the end of the interview.
Yes.
We didn't start with that.
Yeah. I mean, those are not my accomplishments as much as I'm proud of them. Yeah. But I think that his story inspires me to make my own.
A story that, and we began your story here, telling it on this program with your encounter with David Foster.
Yeah.
And you talked about raising your hand, one of the 42 will you make it, and you said it's me. Now let's bring that story full circle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before you finish, isn't there, David Foster made reference to that story, did he not, at some point?
He did. I found out at Berkeley.
You went to the Berkeley School of Music.
Yeah,
right?
Berkeley School of Music, in a class of mine, that he tells that story about. He tells two stories, I guess, about courage, and one is about Josh Groban, and apparently the other is about me.
There we go. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to tell everybody that Jenna Bell is performing tonight as part of the summer stage concert in Golden Bell campus in Durham. Her latest album is called Anchors and Elephants, and you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Robin Copley, who is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio, and here once again is Jenna Bell.
Thanks for having me. Shh.
say something that I don't mean. What did I know of my heart at 17? Crooked sermons for you, words that don't mean nothing. Wish I'd known we were too young to live this old. That you were too young to live this old. I've never been this stoned, ever felt this great, never cured this cold. So spare me the long goodbye. So forbid I say something that I don't mean. What did I know of my heart at 17? Crooked sermons, three words that don't mean nothing. Wish I'd known we were too young to live this old. You were too young to live this old.